Hey everybody, it's Laura Molitor here again with your Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host for this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. If you want to find out more about me, what I do, and how you might work with me personally, check out my website, beingfreenow.com. Or you can just write to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I've been thinking a lot about legacy these last few weeks, and I want to talk about this idea. The dictionary defines a legacy as money or property bequeathed to another by will, or as something handed down from an ancestor or predecessor, or from the past. I've been thinking about what I've gained from those before me, and even more so, what I want to leave behind to my loved ones, and that really includes the world too. I want to leave a legacy for the world, for humanity that I love. And that doesn't mean that I have to have multi-millions to share with my family or with good causes. It doesn't even mean that I have to go out and begin something on some grand scope and make sure I leave this huge impact, some lasting commemoration in stone, so to speak. What it does mean is that I want to leave behind something that matters. Like, I'm discovering about my own predecessors and loved ones who may have left this plane of experience, but who have left an impression on me. I want to begin to recognize and live that legacy sooner than later. What do you most remember and cherish about your loved ones, living or passed on? What leaves the most lasting impression on you? What moves you? What resonates with you? I'm thinking if you're listening to this program, you're not thinking that the money they left you was what you cherish most. Or even if you are, you may be really remembering the generosity that they had toward you, their diligence about saving, and other qualities they possessed, which makes the money really just a manifestation of those rich qualities. When I really reflect on people who made a difference in my life, I realized not only that they were remarkable and amazing people, but that I not only want to appreciate who they were, I'd like to carry on that legacy to honor them and those good qualities themselves, those qualities that I see as, you know, God's own beautiful nature. And when we live out some of those traits in my own life, especially where they're lacking or latent, I can be a living legacy. Because what's a legacy that just dies? It's if it's not carried on and celebrated and kept alive, it's just really not a legacy at all. So I'm asking myself, as I suggest, you may want to ask yourself if you're interested in this, is what do I want to be remembered for? Think about it. What do I want to feel myself at the end of my human experience about my own life? Am I really living that aspect of myself? That gift that God gave me to experience and share? Or am I maybe burying it or waiting for a better time or excusing it as not really possible or not good enough or that it's going to get in the way of something or just forgetting about it altogether in the rush of life and responsibilities and concerns and expectations from others, or maybe what we think they expect. So for example, I've really become especially aware of one quality in several of my dearest loved ones, one who has passed on very recently, another who left me a while back, and another one that's a very close relative of mine that continues to be a huge influence on me. This quality is unapologetic living. This one recent loss brought this to mind again really forcefully. As I thought about her, I was so aware, as were others, that she was simply a force of nature and she lived as she wanted to, was a free spirit. She made choices that felt right for her, and she even left when she was ready herself. And this living true to herself was not selfish living at all. Anyone who talks about her, and the way I think about her myself, they know her as one who was so giving and loving to her own family, to a multitude of causes, both with money and her time. And with her beautiful kindness and joy and humor and welcoming, hospitable spirit, living without apology freed her up to be more of all those qualities, those loving qualities we all still cherish. She was just a beacon. She was a beam of light and life. And here I look at myself thinking, how many times in a day, in an hour, do I apologize, justify, prevaricate around doing something or saying something or being something that's true to me because I'm worried about how it might influence somebody else? How many times in doing that am I actually being less giving and more egotistic and thinking that, oh yeah, my behavior and choices just rule the world, and if I don't give up on my own sense of self, somebody will suffer? Well, that's just hogwash. The legacy is to live and to live as God intended. That's more immortality. It doesn't mean living without regard to others. It means living truly, moment by moment, thinking more about the qualities one expresses than some set of outcomes of success or money or perfection, which isn't even humanly possible. What do you want to be remembered for? What would you want people to say about you when you're gone? Live it now. Accept these qualities as being a part of your own nature, or you know, you wouldn't even be caring about them. You wouldn't be aware of those qualities and appreciate them if they weren't already something in you. Begin to live in accord with that, one day at a time. We are a living legacy, and we live true to those qualities. While we do that and not get distracted by daily expectations or whatever, we come into line with God's intention. So all those things that make life easier and richer and better also become a part of our experience. We're living honestly and expressing those aspects of life that matter and live on. Wisdom, kindness, joy, patience, gentleness, energy, freedom, humility, all those things. It's experiencing heaven on earth. And that makes an impact right where you are. And it makes an impact on others too. Don't wait to be your best self. Don't make excuses. In fact, maybe write down what you'd like to bequeath to the world, a few qualities you'd like to bring to light and share. And honor those by exploring how you can demonstrate those in your life a little more each day. Maybe do them for those who led the way before you. Dedicate those qualities being expressed to them. So I'm hoping you'll join me in dancing more, living more, loving more, relaxing more, being kind to one another, and also to your sweet self. Today is your day. Live the rich legacy God passed down to you by bringing you into being, causing you to uniquely shine forth with His own qualities. And those qualities are much more powerful than you realize to bless the world, as well as to bring you some honest to God pleasure in living your legacy. If you want any help in discovering more about living your legacy or anything else, reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I'd love to talk more and see if I can help you. We really need your spirit set free. See you next week.